From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has marked his 100th day in office by saying he had brought profound change to Washington. He spoke late Saturday in the state of Pennsylvania, one of the states that helped him get elected.
Make no mistake, we are just beginning in our fight to make America great again.
That phrase was a hallmark for Mr. Trump's presidential campaign. In fact, there were many moments in the Saturday speech when he sounded like he was back on the campaign trail, like when he spoke about the news media.
Let's rate the media's 100 days. Should we do that? Should we do it? Because, as you know, they are a disgrace. According to a Morning Consult poll, more than half of Americans say the media is out of touch with everyday Americans, and they've proven that.
At about the same time, protesters in the crowd held up Russian flags with the name Trump on them. Mr. Trump applauded law enforcement for removing the protesters and went on to tout his 100 days of accomplishments, including the appointment of a new high court justice, proposals to cut taxes, and efforts to keep Islamic terrorists from coming into the country. The Russian opposition movement, founded by exiled Kremlin critic and oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky, protested President Vladimir Putin in 32 cities across the country, despite the fact that authorities had banned the movement and declared it illegal. The demonstrations came on the heels of the largest protest in March, the biggest unauthorized rally in recent years. This is VOA News.